We were the last family to move there. When we first got there, the pipeline, which is about a mile long from the dam itself to the hydro plant with a steep drop at the end, was half wooden, and it leaked like a sieve, all over the place. And if you saw a leak, your task was to plug it up. And the way you plugged it up, you would take a rag, and there were rags strewn around all over the place, and prop it up and or wedge it in as much as you could on the leak with a big wooden pole. And it was something to see those things freeze in the winter, because they would form massive ice chunks and icicles all over the place. If a leak was left unchecked in the winter, it could form an ice block that prevented you from walking down the road. Now, mind you, we did some crazy stuff, too. We used to walk those pipelines, which are, it's not a smart thing to do, but we did, because it was a convenient way to get back to the dam, walking on top of them. And they're not smooth. They're loaded with rivets, and they have expansion joints. Occasionally, we'd be dumb enough to try to ride a bike on one. That never was bright, never ended well, but we would try. Oh, we did a lot of painting. We were always pressed into painting. We were pressed into keeping the land area is quite large. So there's a lot of grass mowing and cleaning up to do. It was a fun period. I can't tell you how all the time went by, but it went by well.